Press 1.
Hello, who's this speaking?
Derek, you just emailed me back from your friend with that and he sent me your number.
Okay. My what's your ethnicity?
I'm Spanish and Italian.
Okay. All right. And which email were you? I don't mean to offend you.
What do you mean?
Which email? Like, what was your name in it? Because I don't remember.
My name is Eric.
Eric, okay. Okay.
I don't know if it said my name. I just said I'd would love to see you. That's all I said, and I sent me a picture.
Okay. And so you understand that this is a per hour thing, right? This isn't a free thing, right?
Of course.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because some people be like, da 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 da. So I just wanted
to make sure. People are idiots and they're stupid.
Man, don't get me fucking started. That's why I have to keep away from the outside world. I've been undergoing a spiritual development, but not in the, you know, positive, you know, I'm realistic. And I realize that the more I grow in consciousness, the more I realize how fucking stupid the human fucking species are. And I personally think they ought to be fucking wiped out. I mean, it sounds, huh? It's got nothing to do with men or women. They're stupid, period. And men are not animals. Well, we're all animals, technically speaking. We're all mammals. However, we're capable of critical thinking and thought. But due to the fluoride and the processed foods and stuff, many people lose them. Believe me when I say that. When you talk with people in general, their ability to think, especially with women. And now women, we're intuitive naturally. We have a higher ability to not just be able to reason, rationalize, and have rationale and stuff, but we can sense things before they happen. I think that came about as a result of having the choke. Huh? I see nothing wrong with that. I think that what it's doing is that it's breaking down gender norms. But the problem I have with them to some degree is the fact that they tend to conform to caricatures of what they think women are. But I'm actually happy that they exist at this point in time, because we need to break down the patriarchal structure. That shit right there is oppressing the earth. Because we need more, huh? Yeah, I mean, because here's the thing. We need, all right, women are the natural birthers. We bring you into the world. They can say all that shit about the sperm and stuff. Shit, they're starting to make artificial sperm. Not that that counts, because it's not natural, but still, it's like everything falls on the woman's shoulders. We produce the egg and fucking lend our bodies for 9 months. That's why women charge. I don't understand these guys who are like, oh, 5 minutes of fun. I'm like, yeah, 5 minutes of fun can land me with fucking 9 motherfucking months of fucking horror and pain. And on top of that, your ass ain't gonna want to pay them 18 motherfucking years of motherfucking child support, you stupid motherfucker. I'm sorry, because those people never get past, like, the email process. I be wanting to choke the living shit out. I'm like, are you this unbelievably fucking stupid? People are. That's why I can't stand the human species. That's why I'm... Well, the thing about a lot of people out here is that people get caught up in the high mind way of thinking, where they're like, I'm in Hollywood. So they put on the pretend in the show. And so they act like a certain type of way to fit into a group-like mindset. I can't stand people. I personally cannot stand people in general. It doesn't matter where I live either. I used to live in Louisiana. That's where I'm originally from. The thing is, the beautiful thing about the people are is that they're varied. They're in contact with the spirit world. It's not something that's unheard of, both black and white. Problem I have is that they're stupid as fuck. But they're very real people. And I like realness. And I can tolerate realness a little, huh? Oh, where are you from? Yeah, I noticed that people who are born here aren't like some of the transplants. A lot of the transplants are what makes it look bad. And a lot of your transplants are coming from New York City. And that's part of the problem. Huh? Yeah, that's a large part of the problem. So as a result, you got all these... That motherfucker called from Mexico. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know anybody from Mexico. Don't want to know any... You know, some idiot. And I'm not taking that number. Huh? I mean, I told you everything that there is to know. Pretty much. That's my personality. Okay, so when were you, I don't mean, but when were you looking to set up something? I'm in the Miracle Mile area. It's all inclusive. All inclusive. Oh, that's me. How old are you? 31. My height is it's 5'4", and I'm 97 pounds, but I'm athletically built naturally, and I'm 97 pounds naturally. I have stupid ass, again, dumb ass women who don't realize their vagina and the power that's within it, who will ask me, how are you that way? Motherfucker, my mama's name is such and such, and my daddy's name is such and such. It's called genetics, you stupid ass motherfucker, you hambees. Get the fuck away from me. Shit, man. Okay. So when were you looking to set this up? Huh? Practically. But if you're thinking about bringing clothes, you don't have to. Don't. 'Cause I have like a group of clothes. I'm very low fucking key. Okay, yeah, I'm a size zero practically. And it's funny too, I waver between 97 pounds and 100. I eat naturally. And all day I've been sitting there fucking, huh? I'm 26. I know I don't sound it, but I'm 26. I've always had this newscaster's voice, huh? Well, see, the thing is, my conscious level, like my consciousness, operates at a higher fucking level than what most people do. So as a result, most people don't fucking understand. I stopped a long time ago trying to get assholes to get me and understand me. I don't even bother breaking myself down to people. No, I don't need to read no fucking books. It's a certain way. Like, let me break it down for you like this. Books can halfway get you there. But a lot of it has to do with spiritual development in the context of getting to know yourself, getting to know your soul, your spirit. See, I meditate. I started meditating this year. I didn't think that there would be any benefits to it. And before then, I had long been able to astral project inadvertently, like something would pull me from my fucking body, which is the worst time to fucking leave, or my higher self would want to leave, usually through the crown chakra. And so, with that said, and all, I know I keep saying with that said, but taking all of that into account, though, the thing is that, see, I mean, I don't know if you believe in reincarnation or not, or acknowledge the, okay. I've been here many different fucking lifetimes. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. See, the thing is that we're indigos probably. That's why we're so upset with the status quo, the way things are, and we're fucking, unnerved by the fact that most of the people who we have to reach aren't going to be able to get it. It's not a matter of trying to break it down. They cannot, they're not able to comprehend because they get so caught up in it. No, it's like babble to them. It's like, what did she say? Huh? And it's enough to make you want to fucking kill somebody. I mean, I swear, it's enough to make you want to fucking kill these people. Well, that's because that's the point of why we're here. We have to change these fucking people. Or not necessarily change them per se, but what we need to do is, if you're an indigo, a true indigo, well, I mean, we all realize it's not about bringing people up to love and peace and all this other stupid shit, because you got motherfucking aliens that occupy the fifth, sixth dimension who are some evil motherfucking bastards. They ain't got nothing to do with no spiritual development. But you want to bring people up to a higher vibratory level. I don't mean peace and love again. What I mean by that is, our thing is to bring people up to a level of consciousness where we are. See, the thing is that we're the new fucking humans. We're like an evolutionary jump. I don't mean to fucking aggrandize ourselves. I'm not, one of these, yeah, I'm a narcissist, blah, blah, blah. Right. And see, most people, I mean, when you try to break down, like, for instance, years ago, I used to have a YouTube channel, and just the worst fucking most idiotic comments. And so I remember I said something, you know, where I was going against the fucking gays for a while. I got nothing against it, but, you know, you get these assholes, huh? It was because of some asshole say some misogynistic shit was a gay motherfucker, so I decided to throw shade and fuck with his head, you know, and make it seem like I'm opposed to it, but I really am not. So I came up with all these different fucking things that, you know, good arguments. Like, I'm very good at coming up with an argument. It may not be right or wrong, but I'm very effective at coming up with arguments. So they had this guy, you know, I take that back. No. I wasn't going against him. Here's what I was doing. I was pointing out the misogyny amongst transgenders who talk about, oh, woman. I'm like, listen, at the end of the fucking day, I can do certain things that you can't because I'm a woman. I got a womb. That's what makes me a woman. I have a womb. I can have children. I mean, not all women can have kids. I don't think I can have any. But I have periods. I have certain hormonal things that occurs every single fucking month that makes me a woman. I don't need no synthetic shit to go through my... I don't need no fucking war paint looking like a fucking anime character, a fucking China... Bitch, you don't even look like I'm a real woman. And so, you know, because they would have them trans come on there and they would throw shade at me. It was mostly gay men, though. Gay faggot-ass, black-ass niggas. Exactly. I mean, but... I think their soul is a strong woman. Huh? Oh, huh? All right. But I was going to say, before I ended, I was going to say that they had this guy who was like, why do you have to say negative things about gays? I'm like, I'm just pointing out that there's some fucked up things in that area amongst their culture. And he couldn't understand that. He was just like, well, everything's perfect. And the minute you criticize anything about their community, you're a homophobe. I'm like, get the fuck blocked. Bruh, I had the fucking... Yeah, you're a smart man. You're a very smart man. And it's all fake and boring. You know them motherfuckers ain't smiling and happy 24/7. They showing pretty little pictures of them on a ski trip and all. You know them motherfuckers ain't happy. They miserable as a motherfucker. Hmm? You know, I was going to say, I'm sorry, did I interrupt you? Yeah, so what I was just going to say is, you know, the thing with social media is I remember back in our day, we used to be able to go outside. You don't see kids interacting like that anymore. Huh? No. I know, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I remember back in that, huh? That's how people are. And so, I mean, I can understand why some indigos just lose and are like, ah, fuck it. I'm not trying to convince people anymore. Shit, fuck it. I'm done. Fuck it. You're right. I agree. Yes, that's true. That's very true. That's so true what you just said. You can't change people. You're right. It takes them to want to hear it. It's like, for instance, I was talking to this one asshole one time, and he was like, yeah, maybe you want to go ahead and get your message. I'm like, man, fuck trying to get other motherfuckers to understand my message. When they're ready to understand it, they're going to come to me, and they're going to understand it on my motherfucking level. Until then, people aren't going to understand. I think it ought to be abolished. It ought to go. Because it's based on, huh? Yeah, it's based on a set of tenets that are based on beliefs and not facts. And that's a problem because we already have enough division. Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I think that there are facts that were documented in the Bible. For instance, there was a great flood. But it's not what you think. I believe that there were aliens on this planet who seeded us, and they seeded the different races. And, huh? Dude, I can tell you so much, man. Some of the experiences I had, especially when I was growing up, about aliens. That's why when people talk about it and they put it into the, I used to have a lot of dreams about UFOs. One would pick me up, it seemed, in the nightmare itself, and then I wouldn't have, and the next thing I know, I would wake up when I got picked up. Yeah, that's some. When people talk about and they ascribe shit to ghosts and stuff, ghosts ain't shit. That's usually a lot of times that aliens act in a certain way, and that person has some type of significance to human history that's on that part either adverse are beneficial to that particular alien. So that's why they abduct people. And also they do it for experimentation as well. And they also kidnap people to fucking eat and mutilate them as well. But when you start to read a lot about that, see, you got to have some experience in that area. When you start to read, let's see. Exactly. It's, I hate when people say that because it's not, it's a level of consciousness. That's why I don't, like I say, I don't try to. So when were you, I'm in the Miracle Mile area, by the way. It's Wilshire LaBrie. You want to see what? Yeah, I knew you were fucking around. I had that sense, but I didn't have any problems, you know, talking with you. So I'm going to go ahead and post your phone number on my Instagram. Let other people call you and harass you like you did to me. And post your phone number on my toplessinla.org website. No. We ain't going to have no conversation, bro, because you were fucking with me. I could tell by the way you sound. But I didn't mind because, again, I don't mind talking. So that's it. This is going to end.